Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 26, Year in Review. Okay, so let's get right to it. The heart of it. I wanted to do an episode to take a few minutes to process some things I've learned about starting a podcast and the actual podcasting act, art, whatever you want to call it. And then I wanted to do kind of a rapid fire biggest takeaways of each podcast. Boom, 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 boom. So what I've learned. Number one, a lot goes into good sound quality. I think I kind of knew that. I knew the idea of, okay, a lot goes into sound quality. But then, like, a lot actually went into it. And a lot goes into editing and a lot goes into, like, so I have a whole, like, setup. Anyway, it's boring. I won't bore you with the details unless you care. And then if you do, you can message me. Jermaine pointed out a couple of days ago that he thought at first that, like, the first two podcasts were, like, kind of shitty and then they got better, like, really, really good. But it's actually been, like, each time it gets a little bit better and each time he's learning a little bit more and maybe each time I'm fidgeting a little bit less. So it's all coming together. Number two, half of what I say is not necessary. And that's a blow to the ego, but let's face it, probably one that I could use. Number three, I wish I had a better system for notes. My current system is to write notes. I wish I had a better one. I am the type of person to dish out a lot of information, and I want to compile it in a way that is easy. And I honestly don't know how many people use the notes that I put together. It's still a work in progress. If you use the notes, if you regularly use them, and if you're like, oh my God, if you did away with the notes, like, I would die and all would be lost, please let me know. And if you alternatively feel like I've never looked at the notes once and I don't actually know where to look, that would be helpful information too. Number four, are we on four? I'm really proud of my work. I was actually, for this episode, I was going back through and looking at listening to a couple of episodes. Some of them I've written the scripts enough so that I can go and just kind of pull out the big takeaway without listening. But some of them I had to listen to and I did a good job. Okay, let's see if we can do this rapid fire biggest takeaways. Boom, 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 boom. Episode one, about me. My favorite part of that episode was a story about Tamar. And if you have not listened to that, check it out. The sound quality maybe leaves something to be desired, but I love a good Bible story. You know, it's all about using your limited resources to change the world and that you actually can change hearts and minds. In my groups and communities social work class, my professor said, don't tell me they don't have enough money. Nobody has enough money, like especially nonprofits. It doesn't matter how much money they have. What matters is what they do with it. And I think that's kind of an important takeaway for us as individuals, especially us as activists, for us as people who want to make the world a better place. You're never going to have everything you need, but you use what you have and you make it work. One point A, this is the biggest pet peeve of my podcasting career. The first light bulb moment is not numbered. So throws off everything else. But anyway, the first light bulb moment, the biggest takeaway was why you should practice self-care and ultimately Sabbath, like why you should sit the fuck down and watch some Golden Girls or whatever it is. Number two, love your enemy. My favorite part of that was Alexander Shaya's work, The Four Seasons, taken kind of in conjunction with the gospel. So Matthew's question was, how do I face change? Mark's question was, how do I move through suffering? John's question was, how do I receive joy? And Luke's question was, how do I mature in service? Go check out Shia's work. Number three, how to be wrong. Wisdom of the addict. And that is simply that falling off the wagon is part of the recovery process. And I think that's so important. And I think that we're all addicted to something. That can go a long way with like self-compassion and letting ourselves off the hook. Number four, dreams, part one, how to keep going for your dreams. Get clear on what you want and run hard toward challenges. Episode five, dreams, part two, take a class. Hold your dreams with open hands and know yourself. Self-awareness can go a long way. Episode six, trigger warning. Noticing when you're triggered and allowing yourself space to deal with that. Episode seven, that was The Art of Asking with Amanda Palmer. She put forth the idea of asking versus begging. Presupposes two things. Number one, I have the right to ask. Number two, you have the right to say no. Episode eight, probably connected. The universe is made up of 96% dark matter. Like, we have no idea what that shit is, which to me is really encouraging because it means like there's a lot of cool stuff to uncover. Episode nine, it's a privilege. I talked about the official definition of what the word privilege means, put forth by a woman named Peggy McIntosh in the 80s. And we also talked about getting acquainted with our own privilege. Episode 10, what to do when you lose the plot. This was actually one of my most popular ones. When I went back and listened to it, I was like, oh, figure out where you want to go and how far that is from where you actually are, and then plot your map. Episode 11, asking versus selling. Everyone is selling something. And the importance of integrity. Episode 12, adult sex ed. My favorite part of that one was the little bit about how to be assertive. Describe the behavior as objectively as possible. Specify the changes you would like to see made. Choose the consequences that you're willing to accept if the situation does not change. 13, manifesting for dummies. We talked about what pre-paving is and how to do it. Number 14, political anxiety. My favorite part was in order for a compliment to receive the same brain space as criticism, you have to hold it in your head for 15 seconds. Episode 15, Gender 101. We talked about the statistics of transgender folks. 57% are rejected by their family. 19% have experienced homelessness. 19% have been refused medical care. 41% can't change their IDs. 47% have attempted suicide. So I think it's important to know what other people are going through, especially if you struggle to understand. Episode 16, Charlottesville. I used to know Heather Heyer's brother, so it's still surreal. That episode was a very vulnerable, hard episode to do. Episode 17, Permission to Glow. You don't need permission from me. Spoiler alert. But if it helps, here you go. Episode 18, My Daughter, the Atheist. The biggest takeaway from that episode is that my kid is amazing and freaking articulate and lovely. Episode 19, Spiral Dynamics, another one of my favorites. You know, I think it's a helpful way of looking at people in the world and gaining understanding about where others and yourself are coming from. Episode 20, Effective Altruism. There are ways of giving that are more helpful and productive than other ways. It's a movement, and I think potentially a really important one. Episode 21, Weighing In, another vulnerable one about some of my weight struggles and my body image stuff. You know, the biggest takeaway is it's okay to be where I am, it's okay to be where you are, and it's also okay to want to go somewhere else. Episode 22, Black Wall Street. Loved this one. Loved doing the research for it. I love history, especially history that mainstream culture would like us to cover up. I want to do more episodes like this. Episode 23, Spiritual Cookies. I like weird stuff and I cannot lie. This is one of my favorites. Have I said that about all of them? I like being vulnerable, I guess. I don't know if I like being vulnerable, but like, I think it's important. And maybe one of my superpowers. this is an important part of my journey because it's me being honest about what I believe, which I honestly never thought I'd be afraid to do. And so I'm having to take a step back and think about, like, why is that? And not being ashamed of that. Okay, 24, the upside of stress. Stress is only bad for you if you think it's bad for you. You can, in fact, train your brain to benefit from it. Freaking amazing! And episode 25, Auld Lang Syne, write a letter to yourself. Or do some other stuff that, you know, New Year's rituals. Kind of amazing. Yeah, so I think that's it. It was a good year. I learned a lot. This was a blast, and I'm excited to continue doing it, and I'm excited to see, you know, what the future holds for Throwing Light. So here it is, your break for verses. The schema that I had developed, that I was entitled to whatever I wanted, put me on a dangerous and unexpected path. I ended up flunking out of college. Working as a waitress, I met a looming Mexican-American man who was 6 years and 6 inches my senior. There was never much of a romance, but I was intrigued by his mystique, and he was always down to party. A few months after we met, I got pregnant. The next few years were some of the worst. It was almost as if the early messages I had received were physically pounded out of me. He never hit me, but he was abusive. Having limited knowledge about what rape was, I didn't know that it could happen to someone you were dating. When my daughter was 6 months old, I came home from work to discover that he had shaved her head. In Mexican culture, he told me, this is believed to make it grow back thicker. In all fairness, she has extremely thick hair now. I eventually left him. Although I didn't realize it at the time, that relationship radically changed my views on people of different races and ethnicities. It also illuminated my vulnerabilities as a young woman without an education or much job experience. I was a single mom. I was recovering from years of abuse that I didn't yet recognize. Gone were the days where I believed that I had the power to make other people do what I wanted. I was deep in survival mode. I began to pick up the pieces. I got a job and life started chugging along again. In the process of healing, I became a deeply committed Christian. It became important to me that any new dating prospects should share my faith. And so I tried dating exclusively Christian men. But no one in my sphere wanted anything to do with a former party girl with a toddler in tow. Thank you for listening. I am honored and grateful. I would love it if you would leave a review on iTunes because it does fancy things with the algorithm and it helps me reach more people. As always, the show notes for this episode can be found at brandyglows.com. If you have any questions or an idea for a future show, you can tweet me at brandyglows or email me at brandyglows@gmail.com.